Thought they wouldn't have been there as long as they have. They ended up with gangsters.
You have relatives that live away from Houston?
Mm-mm. How come you don't? Out of me, she lives in California, Los Angeles. Son of one Charles lives in Chicago, Illinois, on Calumet Street.
You let them stay there.
Well, yes, you have rather live out of Houston.
And oh, yeah, I'm rather live out of Houston.
Well, why did you say no?
Where all do your relatives live?
I don't know, I don't ever hear from him, so I've been going somewhere else. He never writes to me, and he comes back, he never even comes to see me. So I don't pin us by, I don't go to hell for my
part.
Well,
you don't do a slap no more, you don't do a shove, you don't do a hurly-gurly. You forgot how to do a hurly-gurly and a slap.
What are some cities in Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of any cities there?
Uh-uh.
What's the capital of the United States?
I don't know that either.
What are some cities in Tennessee?
I don't know.
What about in Georgia?
Mama, you know the capital city.
I don't know what that is either.
Have you ever heard of Austin, Texas?
What are some cities in Louisiana?
I don't know about none of these prisoners, but right here, that's all I know anything about. I don't know much about it.
You know anything about Lake Charles, Appaloosa?
I don't know about nothing but right here.
Peel Flat.
What New country is Belfast in? What country?
I don't know.
What country is Paris in?
I don't know.
During World War II, what were some countries that you heard people talk about?
If I know, I done forgot.
And?
I wouldn't want you on a case of mine as a witness. You would send me to the penitentiary for life.
What church did you say you belonged to?
Baptist. I've been a Baptist all my life.
Uh-huh. If two people became members, you say last week they did what?
Joined the church.
Okay. And the preacher preaches a... Every Sunday he has a
church.
Uh-huh. And at church he delivers the, he preaches a what?
Sermon.
The message.
Huh? A sermon.
Okay.
Sermon of the message.
And the choir and the organist provide the?
My singing.
The music.
And if you really liked the music, you'd say it was just, what could you say about it if it was really nice?
Very nice. I like it.
What would you say about a woman who's very, very pretty, who says that she's...
Very pretty.
Do you ever say she's beautiful?
Beautiful, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, beautiful.
And you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday. You'd say, well, church will be over when I get there. Church is going to be over.
About 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, if you have to change a flat tire and you don't think you have time to get to church, you say, well, there's no use in us trying to get there because church will be over.
Sure will. It's going on with the flat tire.
Mama.
Okay.
Mama, why, if you know something, I tell you, and you thought I know it. But why do people have to put words in your mouth if you know it? Why don't you just go and get the answer? We're just going all around by this place, and coming on up to what you got to say. Does that make sense?
Hmm? I still don't know what you're talking about. Shut up your damn mouth.
See that?
The enemy of God is called the...
The what?
The enemy of God is called the...
Enemy of God?
The enemy of God. Yeah, who lives in hell?
I don't know. Well, I don't know down there. The devil down there, I know, that's what they say.
Huh?
The devil down there.